Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host for the show, and we are in the middle of a powerful, powerful series on spiritual warfare taught by Derek Prince. Now, I'll tell you, I have the privilege of lecturing at West Point from time to time, our nation's Army Military Academy, and one of the things they will teach you is that defense, that establishing your defense is the beginning of any effective offense, that you have to secure your perimeters, that you have to have your defensive posture in place before you really can launch the offense that wins the victory. And that's what we're going to be learning about today. Derek is going to be talking about our defensive weapons, our defensive posture, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, things of that nature from the scriptures that set us up for the victory to which we're called. And if you've missed any of this, if you don't know where we are because you haven't been with us the last few days, no problem. Log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find everything from audio streaming to podcasts, even free resources. Well, listen, this is such exciting teaching. Let's get right to it as Derek Prince teaches us about our defensive weapons in spiritual warfare.
The battleground on which this war is being fought out is the mind of humanity. Satan has built up strongholds of prejudice and unbelief in the minds of the human race to keep them from receiving the truth of the gospel. Our God-given task is to break down these mental strongholds, thus releasing men and women from Satan's deception, and then to bring them instead into submission and obedience to Christ. Our ability to achieve this God-given task depends mainly upon two factors. First, that we see clearly from Scripture that on the cross, Jesus totally defeated Satan on our behalf, and that it is now our responsibility to demonstrate and administer the victory which Jesus has already won. Second, that we make proper use of the necessary spiritual weapons with which God has provided us. These spiritual weapons fall into two main categories: weapons of defense and weapons of attack. This week I'm going to deal with the first category, the weapons of defense. We'll turn again to the passage in Ephesians chapter 6, which is really the basis for all this teaching. I'm going to read from Ephesians 6:10 through Ephesians 6:17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Early on in that passage that I've just read, Paul says, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God." That's what we're dealing with now, taking up the full armor of God. You may have heard me comment before that whenever you find a therefore in the Bible, you want to find out what it's there for. The therefore that I've just read, "Therefore take up the full armor of God," is there because of the preceding verse, where Paul says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies." It's because we're involved in this life and death struggle with the evil spirit forces of Satan's kingdom, that we owe it to ourselves, and God's word requires of us, that we put on the full armor of God. It's significant that in the verse preceding that verse, and in the verse following it, in each verse, Paul says, put on the full armor of God. Surely, we've been clearly warned by Scripture that we're going to need to protect ourselves with the full armor of God. In the second passage where Paul says this, he gives a further reason, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Notice that phrase, the evil day. I don't believe that means the great tribulation or some prophetic disaster that's going to come on the world, although I do believe there may be such disasters. But I believe in that context, the evil day refers to something that every Christian is going to have to go through, a time when he's going to have to confront the forces of evil, where his faith is going to be challenged, where every kind of opposition and problem will be let loose against him. Paul doesn't question that we'll have to face the evil day. It's not an option, it's a certainty. He takes his picture from a Roman legionary of his day, and he lists six pieces of equipment that a Roman legionary would normally wear. Let me list them for you. First, the girdle of truth. Second, the breastplate of righteousness. Third, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel. Fourth, the shield of faith. Fifth, the helmet of salvation. Sixth, the sword of the Spirit. You will understand, as you meditate on that, that if you put on all these six pieces of equipment, you will be fully protected from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, with one exception. There's no protection for the back. I'll speak about that later in this series of talks. For the rest of this talk, I'm going to deal with the first item of equipment, the girdle of truth. First of all, we need to understand why a Roman legionary would need a girdle as part of his equipment. We have to remember that in those days, the clothing of men as well as of women was usually some kind of loose garment that came at least to the knees, some kind of a tunic in the case of the Roman legionary. Now, when a Roman legionary had to do something active, had to fight, had to use his weapons, if he did not take care of that loose garment, its flaps and its folds would hinder his movements and prevent him using the rest of his equipment effectively. So the first thing he had to do was to take his girdle and tie it tightly around his waist in such a way that the tunic no longer flapped freely and could not hinder his further movements. This was essential. It was the basis for everything else. And that's why Paul mentions the girdle of truth before he speaks about anything else. Quite often in the Bible it speaks about a man girding up his loins. That's what it refers to. Now Paul says the girdle for us is truth. I don't believe that means abstract theological truth. I believe it means truth in daily living. I believe it means honesty, sincerity, openness, frankness. You see, as religious people, we're often encumbered about with a lot of sham and hypocrisy. A lot of things we say and do that we don't really mean, but we say them because they sound good, they're religious. We're full of religious cliches and insincerities, things we do not to please God or because we really want to do them, but to please other people. Almost any religious group that you're associated with, you will find has got its own particular cliches, like Jesus will help you, brother. Sometimes that's nothing but a cop-out, because it's not Jesus who needs to help your brother, it's you who need to help your brother. Religious talk like that is just it's like a loose hanging garment. It gets in our way. It prevents us from doing the kind of thing that God asks us to do. It prevents us from being active, energetic, effective Christians. It prevents us from using the other items of equipment. And so we have to, first of all, put on the girdle of truth. We have to put away sham, hypocrisy, religious cliches, saying and doing things we don't mean. Often that's quite painful. You have to begin to show other people the kind of person you really are. You may have been hiding away. You may have been putting on a religious front all this time, and now you're confronted with the need for real truth and openness and frankness. That's putting on the girdle. That's tying it around so that these religious insincerities and shams no longer hang around you and get in the way of the things that God is asking you to do.
You know, as I listen to Derek, I'm struck with the fact that really our spiritual warfare is very much like the war on terror going on today. And it really does depend on our state of preparedness. I would not want to miss what's coming next as we continue on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
There's only one thing worse than having a deadly enemy. Having one and not knowing it. Now, in a new book from the writings of Derek Prince, you'll find one of the most comprehensive explorations of Satan's strategies and tactics you will ever read. In Lucifer Exposed, The Devil's Plan to Destroy Your Life, you'll gain powerful insights into the enemy's schemes and discover the spiritual keys to thwarting those attacks and walking in victory. This brand new book from Derek Prince will help you uncover Satan's strategic plan to destroy your life. In Lucifer Exposed, you'll find how to disarm the devil now, so you can experience success in every area. To order your copy of Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Stop his plan. Order Lucifer Exposed. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield, and Derek Prince is in a powerful teaching on spiritual warfare. I love the fact that in the last teaching, he was talking to us about love and spiritual warfare. We really are called to be love warriors, so to speak, as Christians, and that's what makes our spiritual warfare so powerful. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us more on spiritual warfare and the power of love.
I'm going to speak about the second item, the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate, of course, protects, above all else, one absolutely vital organ of the human body. And we all know what that is, the heart. The Bible indicates that the heart is of supreme importance in our lives. I've always been blessed by the statement of Solomon in Proverbs 4:23. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. I was a teacher in East Africa, in Kenya, for 5 years, and I became acquainted with a number of the tribes there and learnt a little of some of their languages. One of the tribes was called the Marigoli tribe, and one day on the wall of a student's dormitory, I saw this verse quoted in the Marigoli language, which is called Luragoli. And I translated it to myself literally, and I've always remembered the translation. It said this, "Guard your heart with all your strength, for all the things there are in life come out of it." That's never left me. Guard your heart with all your strength. For all the things there are in life come out of it. What you have in your heart ultimately must determine the course of your life, for good or for evil. That's why it's essential that we protect our heart from all kinds of evil. And Paul speaks about the breastplate of righteousness as the protection of the heart. We need to ask what is meant by righteousness in this context. Fortunately, Paul returns to this theme of armor in another epistle, 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8, he says this, "But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love." So there, Paul describes the breastplate from another point of view. He calls it the breastplate of faith and love. Put these two passages together. The breastplate of righteousness is a breastplate of faith and love. And this tells us the kind of righteousness that Paul has in mind. It's not the righteousness of works. It's not the righteousness of a religious law, but it's the righteousness that comes only by faith. Paul speaks about this kind of righteousness again in Philippians 3:9. He says that I may be found in him, Christ, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. You see, Paul there puts the two kinds of righteousness side by side. First of all, he speaks about a righteousness of his own derived from the law, and he says this is not sufficient. Then he speaks as an alternative of the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. That's the kind of righteousness which he has in mind when he speaks about the breastplate of righteousness that protects the heart. You see, as long as we're wearing a breastplate, which is simply our own righteousness, believe me, Satan can find many, many weak points in that righteousness, and he can penetrate it many times with his attacks and damage our heart. We have to put on a breastplate which is not our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. In this context, it's helpful to look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. Paul says, God made him who knew no sin, that's Jesus, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, Christ. We have to be convinced out of Scripture and accept by faith that we have become the righteousness of God. That's the only kind of breastplate that can adequately protect our heart and our life. Now, this kind of righteousness, as Paul emphasizes, comes only through faith. Therefore, it's a breastplate of faith and love. There is no other way to achieve this kind of righteousness. The kind of faith that we're talking about works through love, and only through love. In Galatians 5:6, Paul says this, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." It's not a passive faith. It's not a theoretical faith. It's an active faith. It's a faith that works, but through love. I'm impressed by the irresistible power of love, the more I meditate upon it. I love a passage in the Song of Solomon, which speaks about love. It says this, the Song of Solomon 8, verses 6 and 7. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal over your arm. For love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. Think of that statement. Love is as strong as death. Death is the one irresistible thing that we all encounter. There's not one of us that can resist death. When death comes, it's irresistible. There's no way to avoid it. And Scripture says, love is as strong as death. Did you ever think about that? Love is irresistible. It always conquers. There's no way it can be defeated. Love protects our hearts from all negative forces, from resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, discouragement, despair, all those evil things which will corrupt our heart and spoil our lives. Because remember, all that there is in life comes out of the heart. Listen to how Paul describes this kind of love in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. That's the breastplate that we need. One that never fails. A breastplate in which there are no weak points that Satan can penetrate. And see how appropriate what Paul says there is to the picture of the breastplate. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. When you have on that breastplate of faith that works by love, it will always protect you. It will keep your heart from every attack and attempt of Satan to penetrate that vital area of your life.
Boy, when Derek says that the enemy can be totally shut out of our lives, nothing gets me more excited than that. That's what I want for you. It's what I want for me, that the enemy is defeated and God's will is done. Don't miss what's coming up on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
The supernatural is real, but how Hollywood portrays it isn't. In his classic booklet, Expelling Demons, Derek Prince illuminates the dark side of the supernatural with the truth. Line by line, Derek reveals what the Bible says about how demons operate today and your authority over them. Now you can draw on Derek's extensive research and discover that as a Christian, you need not fear demons. In fact, it's your job to drive them out. For your free copy of Expelling Demons by Derek Prince, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Expelling Demons is a thought-provoking booklet that tackles this controversial subject, as only Derek Prince can. Call now to order your free copy, 800-448-3261, or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Mansfield. And if you've been with us, you know that we've been in a series on spiritual warfare with Derek Prince that is really surfacing some powerful, powerful truths, truths that can change our life. I know that I certainly have lived my Christian life at times without a martial mentality, without a warrior's mentality. But you know what? The reality is that God is a man of war, that Jesus was a mighty champion and warrior, and he left us to battle for the things he won for us on the cross at Calvary. I wish I could tell you that when you become a Christian, everything becomes perfect, that all the victory is won, everything's fully executed in your life. It's not. It's like when you become a Christian, your nature changes, but then you have to battle for the things that have been promised. And I'm excited that Derek is leading us in these truths. Listen, you know that this teaching is powerful, and it's what we've been doing for weeks here on this Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a whole new experience now with 30 full minutes to explore the teaching of God's Word, hear testimonies, digest this material, have special guests. It's a great and fun time, a time that I think is going to change our lives. And we'd like to hear from you. We're far enough along now that we'd like to start getting feedback from you and know how this is affecting you. Please log on to our website at derekprince.org. You'll not only find all kinds of resources like audio streaming of every show, like podcast information, free material. For example, the free resource available now is Expelling Demons, one of the trademark teachings of Derek Prince. But you'll also find places where you can contact us, where you can tell us how this is impacting you, where we can hear testimonies from you and know what's going on in your life. We want this to be two-way, and by the marvels of modern technology, you not only can hear this broadcast, but you can also get back to us and let us know how this is impacting your life. Well, listen, that's about all the time that we have today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and tune in again tomorrow when the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, Lucifer Exposed, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can get a free copy of Derek's booklet, Expelling Demons, when you call. It's our gift to you for spending time with us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or, in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.